Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Kuf Vav, and we are on Kuf Hei Amabez. We're in the last parak of Maseches Ksubis, and we will start at the two dots with the story of Rav Anan on Kuf Hei Amabez. Says the Gemara, Rav Anan, Aisi Le Hahu Gavra, Kansa De Goldane De Begili. As we know, we're talking about Sugyas of Shochad and Dayanim accepting or not accepting, being offered presents, being offered Shochad. And they said, I can't accept it, I'm puzzled to judge your case, or even a favor, as we said. Even shochad dvarim is a problem, and we saw from the Bach, that the Bach notes four different deos in our sugya, the Bach in the beginning of Siman Tes, Siv Dalid, four different shitos in our Gemara, how you view shochad dvarim. The Tosfos in the bottom of the Maskal Lo said that it's a chumrah, deino el a chumrah ba'alma, sheimachmiran al atzman, kida ashkachan b'chamedvarim, av psulon lo have. He thinks the Rambam holds that it is me'ikr hadin, it's not just a chumrah, and he quotes the others, the Tur and the Ramban might have other opinions, but either way, that is the sugya of shochad bidvarim. So says the Gemara, says the story. So Rav Anan, Aisile, so there was a certain Rav Anan, there was a man that brought him a basket of fish, little fish that used to swim by the reeds, right? Dogim ketanim, Rashi says. So Rav Anan says, well, what are you doing? Why are you bringing me these fish? Amarle dina isli. He says, I have a din, and I was on my way to Bez din, and I figured it was a good chance to give you some fish. Lo kabel mine, Rav Anan did not accept the fish. Amarle pasil lachol dina. He says, sorry, I'm puzzled to judge your case. I'm puzzled a din. Amarle dina demar lo beina. It's okay. I'm not interested in your mind judging my case. It's okay, I'm not interested. Kibule litbilmar, but please at least accept my gift. You don't have to be my judge, but just accept my gift. Deloloman an mar meakruve bikurim, because I don't want to be prevented from being makruv from bringing bikurim. What does that mean? Bikurim. The mitzvah bikurim we know is not only limited to fruit, but not even fruit. It's only limited to the shivas aminim. Right? That's the only. There's no bikurim by fish. Right, so what does that mean? That he wants to bring Bikurim. And he's not in the base of Mikdash here anyway. So what exactly does he mean? So let's see. Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows, that this is why the man tried to convince Rav Anan to accept the gift. Tanya, because the Brisa says, based on the Pasuk in Malachim, V'ish ba mi baal shalisha, v'yovei le'ish ha'elokim, lechem Bikurim esrim. He brought to the Elisha, to the man of God, bread, lechem bikurim. You see the word bikurim, esrim, lechem seorim, v'karmel, b'siklono. End quote. V'chi Elisha ochel bikurim ave. So does Elisha eat bikurim? Meaning what? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says, was he a Kohen? Bikurim has to be given to a Kohen. Rashi says, Elisha wasn't a Kohen. You see in Divrei Yamim that he was from Shevet Gad. Right? So what do you mean? Why are you bringing him bikurim? First shot. Tosfos says that where did he live? Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos says, Ein sorach litchok, you don't have to make difficult and push in and pshat, like Rashi, but that, Dachi Pirusha, Vachi Elisha Ocha Bikurim Haya, Valo Beshomron Haya, Vein Bikurim Nechal and Chutz Lachoma. So he quotes, that one doesn't have to say that, and he quotes the other pshat of, where he lived, not a question of the Gavra, but the Makom. Not that he wasn't from a Kahuna, but he lived outside the Beis HaMikdash and the last of the walls of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, how can you bring him the Bikurim? And he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Makos that discusses that. So, either way, the Gemara is Medayik. What are we bringing Elisha, what is he bringing Elisha Bikurim for? El Alomar Lacha doesn't mean literally Bikurim. Chalamevi Dor on the Talmud Chacham, anyone who brings a present to a Talmud Chacham, Ki'ilu Makriv Bikurim. It's as if then he is Makriv Bikurim. So therefore, says the giver, the gifter, the person who wants to give the gift to Rav Anan, please accept my gift. Fine, I don't want you to be my judge, but at least accept my gift. So I'm really fine. Kibule lo beina deikpil. I wasn't planning. I didn't really want to accept it, but you know what? You twisted my arm, so I'll accept it. Hashta da amra da mart li taima makabilna. Since you told me a good reason to accept it, so fine, I'll accept it. But I can't judge your case. So what did he do? Shadri lekam edir of Nachman. So he sent this party. He sent this Baal Dover to Rav Nachman. He sent a letter with him. Shalach le nedaini mar lahai gavra. Please judge the case of this man, because I am unable to judge the case. It's the first volume of Choshen Mishpat, please. Omar, he says, Rav Nachman gets this letter, and he says, I wonder why Rav Anan is puzzled to judge this case. Omar, midashalach lihachi, since he sent me that letter that he's puzzled, Shma mina karebeyu, it must be that he's a relative. It must be that this man is a relative of Rav Anan, and a relative of a Talmid Chacham should also be treated with respect. So I have to take this very seriously, this case. Havikom dina diasmi kamei, he was about to judge, or maybe some say he even started. But let's say he was about to. He was about to judge a case involving Yesomim. Omar, and he says to himself, Hai asay, v'hai asay. There's two mitzvahs to do in front of me. There's a mitzvah to judge cases, right? There's a mitzvah of ushvatatem tzedek, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, right? That's a mitzvah to judge all cases, but there's also a mitzvah to give kavod to Torah, kavod haTorah, right? And this is a relative, he thought, of Rav Anan, and therefore, he said, even though I'm about to do the case of the Yesomim, I'm gonna switch, asay to kavod Torah adif. So the Asay of Kavod HaTorah is Adif, so Salke Ledina Diasme, Viachte Ledine. So he switched the cases. He didn't do the case of the Yesomim. Rather, he put that case down and he brought up this case of the quote-unquote relative of Rav Anan. Kivan de Chaza Baldine Yakra de Ka'avile. Once the Baldin saw the amazing kavod, the amazing respect that was being accorded the other man, this person who was supposedly the relatives, he got very upset, that he got very nervous, that they were going to rule against him. So his tatib ta'anase, so his tainas, his mouth was closed, literally. He couldn't taina, he was all nervous. And that is why it did not lead to an honest, appropriate din Torah, because the Baal Davar was just so nervous that he was being they were favoring the other party involved. And that is why it was the Gemara gives off the impression at this point, and we'll see more in a minute, Bez Hashem, that Rav Anan did not do the right thing. Rav Anan did not do the right thing because this led to the misguided thought process of Rav Nachman, that he thought that he was a relative of Rav Anan. The Ritva discusses here this story, and the Ritva says, Isadam Ta'anise. He says, Kashali. He says, difficult. He says, Hadar Mina Perek Shavuos Aedis. We learned in the Gemara Masechta Shavuos. The Shalach Le Rav Yosef for Rav Nachman. Same person on the receiving end. Ula chave reinu da amit v'toro mitzvosu. He sent him a letter regarding that he was a Talmud Chacham, and you get the impression from this Gemara that if you send letters like that favoring one of the parties, so then that's not, doesn't lead to such great results as we had here. So there he sent him that he's a great Talmud Chacham. But why are we worried? Why aren't we nervous? So says the Ritva, ironically, we're less nervous by a Talmud Chacham himself than by a relative of a Talmud Chacham. And that's why here there was a problem, even though there wasn't a problem. The Yesh Lomar, he says, "Debechever atzmo shebala dun lechem yishu mistatmi tanase." If somebody has a din Torah with the Talmud Chacham, so they know it's obvious why the Beis Din is affording him kavod, but the other party is not thinking that that's going to influence the din. They're giving him the kavod because he's a Talmud Chacham. I also have to give him kavod. So that's why that's not so bad. The Hayadia, the Chazi Hachi, he's roi for this kavod. Ubaldine nami nichale delishru dini la'alter. And I'm also interested in getting my din Torah done quickly. So, you give him kavod, he's going first. So fine, let's do this. Aval hacha, dolo havi chaver, velo krovo shel chaver. It wasn't a relative. Right, it was wrong. Elder of Anan hu dishavi saver hachi, but maybe the other person involved in the case did not, he knew the truth. Savar demach nifle v'statim tanasei v'zeh borur. He says, so it's worse to be the relative of the Talmud Chacham than the Talmud Chacham himself, especially if he's not even the relative of the Talmud Chacham. And maybe the other person knew that, and that's why he was so nervous. And then the Ritva adds, v'das morenu, and I think, he quotes this, Rebbe the Ra'ah, t'ahacha adayin lo paschu bedina diasmi. You didn't start the other din yet. Ka'im dina diyasme, it did not start yet. As it says in other Gemaras, once you started a din, then for sure, even Aseh the Kavod HaTorah is not going to uproot the starting. As the Pasuk says, ka katan ka gadol tishma'un, you can't change it once it is started. That is the Ritva in the name of the Ra'ah. And this Ritva in the name of the Ra'ah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Tesvav. Doing a lot of Chelek Aleph these last couple of days. Another Subis being Shas Katan. Right, we had Shochad, now we have this Gemara. Tesvav Aleph. Sarech Hadayon Sheyakdim Ladun Hadin Shebalafan Atchila. The usual din is that the Dayan has to judge the case that came to him first. Right, he says, oh, this judge, I want to do this case better. No, you have to go in order of how the cases came in front of the Dayan. But if the Talmud Chacham is the second one, who has the status of a Talmud Chacham nowadays? Good question. I'm not going to go into that now. But if the Talmud, from our Gemara, if the Talmud Chacham didn't come second, you have to do his first. V'chein mitzvah alav lahavich v'schusog mashi yachol. And you have to, if he's honest, obviously if the Chacham did something wrong, then you have to go against him. But then there are Ma'ads. Adds, im atam Chacham ba'atzmo lefnei adayanim, v'im atam Chacham ba'atzmo lefnei adayanim, afilu paschu kfar bedin acher, dananoso tchilo shleizvato milimuto, avalim krovo baladin, im paschu bedin acher, eino tzarech lefsok. What is he quoting here? He says, a Talmud Chacham, you might even stop the din that you're in and then judge the Talmud Chacham's case. But for a relative of a Talmud Chacham, the extension, so then once you started the case, so then you don't stop it and then start the new case, because that is a lower level of Kvod Talmud Chacham. And the Poskim says, based on this Ritva, he's quoting the Ritva in the name of the Ra'ah in our Sugya. Okay, so says the Gemara, we're in the middle of a story. So what happened? Rav Anan had sent this letter to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was misinformed. He thought the reason that Rav Anan was puzzled to judge the case was because it was a relative, but really it wasn't a relative. It was just that he had given him something, and therefore he puzzled himself. But Rav Nachman didn't know that. But because of this, what happened? Says the Gemara, Rav Anan havi ragil Eliyahu da'asi gabei. Rav Anan had a chavrusa with Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi used to come visit him a lot. And the Davi Masi le Seder de Eliyahu, he used to teach him Seder de Eliyahu. What is Seder de Eliyahu? So, Rashi says here, we know there are sugyas, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Eliyahu Zuta, Eliyahu Rabba, Tanad de Eliyahu. So he taught it to Rav Anan. That's what he used to learn with him. But Kivan de Aved Achi, after the story, is Talik, so he didn't come back to him anymore. He was upset about what occurred, and therefore he didn't come back to him. Let's finish the story, and then we'll talk about Eliyahu a little bit. Yasiv b'tanisa ubal rachmeis. Rav Anan went into fasting. Doesn't say how long he fasted, but he was fasting because he was very sad that Eliyahu didn't come to him anymore. So what happened? Ubal rachmeis, he davened v'asa, and Eliyahu Navi came back. But kiyasa, when he came, having mavisle ba'use, he terrified Rav Anan. Scared. He was scared of him. Other times he was used to it somehow in the form that Eliyahu Navi came. He scared him. Mavis le ba'use. And therefore, va'avid tevusa, he made like a box type of chest. And he went into it, v'yasav kameh, and he went into the box. And he learned with him while he was in the box. He couldn't learn with him just being next to Eliyahu Navi. But he was nervous. Ad da afik le sidre. Until he was mosi, he learned with him the whole seder. He learned with him everything. Vahainu da amar, and that's why we have seder delio rabba, v'seder delio zuta. Why? As Rashi explains, what he learned before he went into the box, that was Eliyahu Rabba. That was most of what he learned. But then when he learned in the box, after he was scared, it was Seder Eliyahu Zuta, what he learned, Betocha Teva, Rashi says. So that was the story that the Eliyahu Navi was upset with what occurred. The Marsha notes, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? He had to be in a box and he was scared. So says the Marsha that Rav Anna did two things wrong here. Two things wrong. Number one, he accepted the gift. Remember the stories that we had yesterday? Even after offering, so the people involved did not accept the gift. Why? Because it was given originally either as or something that looked like shochad. And if it looks like shochad, then it's inappropriate to accept. Number one, Yira Hatam Bazel, if he should nichshal b'shtayim. Number one, says the Marsha, Shelo hayalo lekabel afilu b'derech doron, kivan shelachadchila derech shochad dvarim hevilo. Number one, like the earlier Amaram, Umani, we had yesterday, I didn't take it. And I still feel this way. Surely, people who took it, so they didn't even want to take it. So number one, he did something wrong. And that was fixed. That tshuva was fixed by fasting. Because he accepted some type of food, and therefore, by fasting, he did tshuva for that. But then he did a second thing wrong. Right, sending him that letter. Therefore, he was scared to taina anything, and his mouth closed up. So what was the mida k'neged mida? He got scared. He got scared by Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the second element in the story. Beautiful Marsha to explain the two elements. What happened to Rav Anan? He was fasting and he was scared because he caused, he ate what he should have been fasting and not accepting the gift, and he scared the other person in not being able to say anything, so he was scared also, and that's why he went, had to go into the box. Good. Whenever Eliyahu HaNavi comes up, we like to quote the comment of the Chassam Sofer. In the last volume of the Chassam Sofer in Chelik Vav, in the Likutim, Im Tzimin Sadi Ches, he quotes, what does it mean Eliyahu HaNavi coming, talking to Tanaim? Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die, he went up in the chariot of fire, but what does that mean that he came and spoke to people, Tanaim, he spoke to Rabbi Yossi, he spoke to many different Tanaim throughout Shas. And another question, he comes to every bris and we don't see him, so how is he able to talk to them and not talk to us and we don't see him and at the Seder? So the Chassam Sofer says, no, there's a difference between how he comes when he talks to the other Tanaim and how he comes when he comes to a bris. In the Sugya, there he's talking about the Gemara in Erevin that says Eliyahu HaNavi in the Tchum, how could he come? Because it's above ground, above Tetvachim, is that Chus L'Tchum, says the Chassam Sofer. Ubiyom HaBesora. We'll start from the beginning. Avalam is Yore Darko. That's the name of the beginning of the paragraph. Kimi Olam Lo Allah Elio Begufo Lamalam Yotvachim. Eliyahu HaNavi in his guf. Physically, he never went above 10 tefachim. Even when Elisha saw him go up in the chariot of fire, his guf did not go above 10 tefachim. Ava ach nifrada nishmaso migufo sham. At that 10 tefach mark, that's where his guf and neshama separated. Vaha neshama ole umishamesh lamala bein malachei hashareis. And his neshama went up. Vigufo nizdakik. His body, why didn't we hear a thud? Why didn't Elisha see him falling down? Because his goof went into Gan Eden, which we mentioned already in this Masechta, that Gan Eden, according to Rovi, showed him is a place on earth. Place on earth. So that's where it is. Ba'olam hazeh. Ubiyom ha'besora. B'mheira v'yameinu. And when Mashiach comes, or even before Mashiach, as we know, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come announce. Call mevaser, mevaser v'yomer. That's what we're waiting for. The mevaser. So when he's ready to come, tislabesh nishmaso beguf hakadosh alaz, his neshama will go back into the guf. Va'azu kachal adam mechachme v'nevi'e Yisrael. And he will be like all Achacham and Neviim, and for whom Musmach may Rabo Achia Hashiloni, Omi Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Ashalom, Imhu Pinchas. Either he's straight line from Moshe, all the way going from Achia Shiloni, or if you say like the Chazals that the same neshama of Pinchas and Eliyahu, so he's from Pinchas, who was earlier. For who Yismach as Chachma Yisrael, where we say, where's the line? You have to have Smicha Ishbi Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, so he's going to bring it back because he's still waiting for the smicha to continue. He was the last one going back. Va'az, and when that time comes, and he goes back into his guf, va'az yeshlo din kechal b'nei Yisrael. V'chein, and then he adds, not only will this happen when Mashiach comes, v'chein b'chal pam she mizgale u'misra'e ba'olam hazeh, whenever he comes to this world visible, like our Gemara, when he's talking to Rav Anan, or any story, when the Gemara Moed Katan, that the Reliyah met one of the Amaraim, who asked him, you know, who's going to Olam Haba in this town? Who's going to Olam Haba in this Shuk? Or the beginning of Shas on Daf Gimel, where he meets Rabbi Yossi, and he tells him the three things about the Churva. In all those places, it's when he went back into his guf, and he had a physical appearance. So then he goes back to his goof. Ah, kashem is gala ben ishmaso. Sometimes he comes down only in his neshama. So then you don't see him. Kimo biyom hamila, like on a bris mila. Right? If he came down in his goof, he wouldn't be able to be at 27 bris milas at the same time. Right? That's the always question. Two bris milas on different sides of the world. So how does he get there? How does he get there? Okay, outside of the world, you're leaving time. But if it's at the exact same time, the answer is, we don't ask kashas about a neshama. How a neshama is in different places, that's fine. Ozi nenu mechuya b'mitzvos. Right, when it comes on a day of a bris mila, he's not mechuya b'mitzvos. The mesam chavshi ksiv, as we had a couple of days ago, right, with Rebbe. V'od sheyorein mimata l'malo lo shayach sham tchumin. Ukshem izgala al ofan zeh harayu malach. Ava bishalomei Torah umagala dinim. Ein l'kvo halach al pidvarav. When he comes like a malach, he can't teach us Torah. Because lo bashamayimi. Only when he comes at his goof, that's when. Tahavile rakamo chalom, veruach nevua, veimashkichem babasko, when he comes with his neshama. Achishem is gala bilavush gufo, but when he comes, and when he will come, be'ezras Hashem, in his goof, hariyu migdole chachme Yisrael, vetishbi yitareitz kushios va'abayos. And then he adds in, teku. And he doesn't ask the question, but that's the question that we know of. Why is it teku and not meku? Why don't we have Moshe Yataris Kushis Vyabayos? Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu going to be the one to answer? Why is it Eliyahu Anavi? So, we quoted from the Mabit in the past, from the 1500s, but the Chasam Sofer doesn't quote him, but he says the same idea implicitly. Eliyahu Anavi is going to answer our questions, because you need someone who's involved, who has been involved in the world, to answer the Kashas. You can't ask the Rambam a Kasha about electricity. Just can't. Because he's just not involved in the world. So you can't ask the Rambam that Kasha. You can't ask Avram Avinu Kashas about anything modern, but you can ask Eliyahu Navi because he's here. His goof is here. His goof never left. Went straight to Gan Eden. Maybe you could ask Rabbi Shimon Levi also because he jumped into Gan Eden. Right, he ran away from the Malach HaMavis as we had earlier. Okay, a couple of people here and there, but that's what he says. V'ibad, he says v'ilav tishmaun ki mi kamo moreh v'chulus. That is the Chasam Sofer. It's on page Reish Ayin Dalet in mine, but that's a classic. Can't learn Gemara so with stories about Eliyahu Navi without the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so we continue. So Eliyahu Navi was very upset, so he scared him, and Rav Anan had to be in a box to learn Seder Eliyahu Zuta. Next time that comes up, Eliyahu Zuta, Eliyahu Rabbah, so we'll know where that came from. Weiter. Bishnei de Rav Yosef Havi Rischa. In the years of Rav Yosef, there was a terrible plague. Terrible plague, Rischa. There was a famine, there was a plague. And Omri le Rabbanan le Rav Yosef, li bar marachmi. You know, can you please daven for us? Could you please daven for us? Omar lehu, he says, sorry. Hashta, Uma Elisha. Right? Why is the story here? Because we just quoted the story in the bottom of the previous Amud, the story of Elisha and the man that came to him that brought him Bikurim. So, Uma Elisha, Dechiavi Rabbanan, Miftri Mikameh. When the Rabbanan left from in front of him, Havi Paishi, Tre Alfin, Uma San Rabbanan, Be'ida, and there were 2,200 rabbis that were left, even after some of the rabbis left from being in front of Elisha. And Be'ida and Rischa, Lavi Boy Rachmi, and yet, at times of divine anger, they wouldn't daven because they knew it was not helpful. How do you know they didn't daven? Say the Rishonim. Because if they would have davened, it would have been answered. We're talking about Elisha. We're talking about amazing personalities. Right? So people have tremendous powers. So he must not have davened. So Anoi boy Rachmi. So I'm going to daven? Says the Pnei Yeshua, but how'd they know? Why didn't they try? Says the Pnei Yeshua. That's why our Gemara says, in the years of Rav Yosef, there was Rischa. Rischa means anger. Doesn't just mean there was a famine, there was a plague. That was the what they saw. That was the that wasn't the disease. That was the symptom, but that wasn't at root what it was. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. L'chor yish lo tamua de bakama duchti ashkuchad tanoya maroi de bo rachmi akafni on a famine. V'kol shekem b'man aviyim. V'laniyat daiti nirei says midolo kamar hacha b'shenid yer of Yosef havi kafna. Doesn't say there was a famine. Ella havi rischa. There was divine anger, so they knew. If you know there's divine anger, that's a shas hadin, that's not shas rachamim, and therefore davening at that point would not be productive. Mashma shahiyadua lahem to idan rischa havi ubidan rischa amaluhu shapir to ein levakish rachamim ella beis ratzon. That was the Pnei Yeshua in his comment here that that's why Dafka says Rizqa. So that's what they said to Rabbi Yosef, said in the times of Elisha, where there were 2,200 rabbis. They didn't daven. I'm going to daven. Says the Gemara, Umimai depaishi hachi. How do you know there were 2,200? 2,200 dechziv, because of our pasuk. Remember, what? How much food did the man bring to Elisha? Let's go back for a second to the bottom of the previous almond. He brought him lechem bikurim esrim, 20 loaves, lechem saorim, a barley bread, 21 portions, the karmel b'tziklo no, and then that's another type of roasted grain, 22. So 22 portions. Okay, let's keep that in mind. And dechziv, what does it say here? Vayomer mishar so, ma etein ze lefnei mea ish. So what should I do in terms of putting this in front of the 100 men? So, my lifnei mea ish. What does that mean? In front of mea ish. Ilei ma de kulhu lifnei mea ish. If it means putting this in front, all of it's going to go, there's 22 portions in front of 100 men. So is that what it means? B'shtei bitzaras tuvahavi. That would be an unbelievable amount. In a famine year, that would be plenty. So what are they complaining about? So, ela, no. It means the kolchad v'chad kami mea ish. Each portion in front of 100 men. And there were 22 portions. So that means 2,200 men. And that's how you know that's how many people were in front of Elisha. Good. Says the Gemara, Kevi Mifti Rabbana. Once we're talking about big shiurim, so we continue with those numbers. Kevi Mifti Rabbana mi bei Rav. When the Rabbanan left Rav's yeshiva, havi paishi, alfo masan Rabbanan. So there were 1,200 rabbis left. Mi bei Rav Huna, havi paishi, timni mei Rabbanan. There were 800 rabbis. After shiur ended, that's how much were left. So you see how much were involved at the time. Rav Huna, havi darish, betleser amoroi. Rav Huna used to use 13 helpers in his shiur. Imagine the shiur was a huge crowd, no microphones. So he positioned 13 people throughout the crowd that he would say something they would hear. They would be able to maybe read his lips if they're too far away. And then they would announce it to the Talmidim who was sitting there. So he used to do that with 13 helpers. Ki avikaimi rabbanan mi masifta de Rav Huna. And when the rabbis got up from Rav Huna's shiur, v'nafsi glimayu, and they used to sit on the floor, so they used to shake out their clothing from the dust, their robes, havi salag avka, a dust cloud would go up. V'kasi l'yome, the whole day would become dark. The whole place would be dark, it would be so dusty, because they would know that's the shiur got up. Yami b'marava, they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, kamu lei mi masifta de Rav Huna bavla. Wow, Rav Huna's shiur must be over, period. Did they really see the dust? That's pretty far, pretty far. Sitting in Eretz Yisrael and seeing the dust in Bavel. So even if there's a terrible weather in Bavel, that doesn't seem that way. So the Bnei Yeshua says it means derech guzma, meaning when there used to be big sandstorms in Eretz Yisrael, as there are, then they used to say, wow, this is just like Rav Huna's shiur finishing. Right? It wasn't that they actually saw Rav Huna's shiur, but this is what they used to say in terms of Rav Huna's shiur getting up. Let's just finish this section, then I'll make another comment. Says the Gemara, ki havi miftari, ki miftari rabbanan mi bei rabav Rav Yosef, havi paishi arba mea rabbanan. There was only 400 rabbis left. V'karol nafshav yasmi. They call themselves orphans, because such a small crowd. Such a small crowd. Ki havi mifti rabbanan mi bei abaya, v'yamri lami bei rav papa, v'yamri lami bei rav ashi, havi paishi, masan rabbanan, only 200, v'karo nafshayo, yasmi di yasmi. They say, we're the orphans of orphans, such a small crowd. Such a small crowd. Right, that's the dust clouds weren't so great in the times of these later rabbis. Where does the dust come from? So we know, the Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, v'havi misavak ba'afa raglehem. And Chazal tell us that in the days of old, the Rebbe used to sit on a bench, and all the other Talmidim sat at his feet, and that's why v'havi misavak ba'afa raglehem. Right, we should lower ourselves and put ourselves at the foot of Rebbeim, and in that way be able to learn Torah properly. Misavak ba'afa raglehem. But there is another pshat. The Nefesh HaChaim writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Rav Chaim Yivalazhin Ruach Chaim, Misavek might also be from the Lashon of Vayeavek Ish Imo, right, by the Malach with Yaakov. He wrestled with him. Misavek ba'afa raglehem, meaning wrestle with your Rebbe. Don't take his word for it. If you're not sure what he says, argue with him, but do it ba'afa raglehem. Do it in a mechubad way. Do it in a humble way. Right? You can't argue with your Rebbe like you argue with your friend, but wrestle with him. Says the Ruach Chaim, Misavek milashem vayeavek ishimo, shu inyan hisavkus milchama, ki milchemes mitzvah hi, v'chein anu neged rabosenu hakadoshim asher ba'aretz. So too we against our rabbeim, says Rav Chaim Ivolozhin. V'nish masam b'shmei marom hamachabrim hamufursamim, v'sifreim itanu. So too people from earlier generations. And we just have their svarim, hinei ayidei hasvarim asher b'beitenu, batenu ubeis v'alach achamim. That's what relating it to the earlier part of the Mishnah. You want your house to be a base v'alach achamim? Have a lot of svarim. Some people are very machmir in this regard. Hus harnu gamkein v'nitan lanu rishus lehis aveik v'lulchom b'divrayim. We are given rishus to wrestle and fight with their words. Ulataritz kushyasam ach b'tnai ba'afar aglehem ratza lomar ba'anava v'hachna v'ladun l'fneim b'karka. Right, it's got to be in a primary. Right, that's what you have. Let's say the Taz. You know, and when he argues on the Marshal, he says, "Ein mishivin ari lacharmoso." You're not supposed to wake up the lion after the lion's dead or after the lion's sleeping. But you know what? What can I do? I'm just a wolf, and he's a lion. But I have to go and fight my case, right? And then you go out to argue with the Marshal. And that's the lashon of misavik, and you have to get to the MS. And therefore, if the MS says that you think the MS is with you, so then you have to try to gain that way. Rav Avadi Yosef, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he quotes this Rav Chaim Ivolozhin, and then he quotes many other sources that talk about the ultimate goal of Talmud Torah is getting to the MS, right? And even if it means arguing with my Rebbe in a mechubad way, so then one has that allowance. He says, he quotes the Balamar and the Ramban and the Hakdamat his Milchamas. Chiyuv mutal aleinu la'ayein heitev bedine ha-Torah v'amitzvah u'lahotzi la'ar ta'alumeha ve'ein anu rasha'im liro me'adam. You can't fear anyone, but ho'ra oseo mishpatea k'voshin emra lo saguru mipneish. And he quotes the Tshuva of the Tosas Rid, where he says, that which you said that you can't argue on Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken, who is an earlier Rishon. Again, you might say that Amoraim and Tanam have a different status. Fine. But this is later. Let's say a later Rishon arguing on an earlier Rishon. That's the ish context here. Chalila li melishma laso zos. Chalila, not to argue. Ki zos iti. Shekal davar shinonira be'inai afilu I amra Yoshua bin Nun. Lotzai sinalei. Says the Tosas Rid. Interestingly, he doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, even if Yoshua ben Nun would say it. So we're not the Tosas Rid. But he says, even if Yoshua ben Nun. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes Vesorah, so Emes. Can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu if you're Medayik in his words. He says, even if Yoshua ben Nun would say it. Ve'eni nimna mi lahavia daiti mashanira li lefi miut sichli. Sha'af sha'ani nanas lefei anak. Even though I'm a midget in front of giants. Mikom makom. Nanas harocheb al gabi tzavar ha'anak. Hut sofel me rachok yoser min ha'anak. Famous line of the Tosas Rid. This is quoted, right? Giants, we are midgets on giants' shoulders, right? This is quoted out of context also. How can Mashiach come in our generation if it didn't come in the times of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rambam and the greats, the Gdoliya Mahamasorah Shalanu? So who are we? We're Ikvas of the Mashiach. We're Ikev. We're the heels. We're nothing. How can Mashiach come? So this line of the Tosfos Rid is quoted. The Tshuvas Harid Simin Samach Beis. He says, even if you want to say we're midgets, but we have all the information of the giants that were before us. And when we're on top of their shoulders, so we might even be able to see farther. That's the mashal that is given. But that's Rav Avadia quotes all those sources on this Mishnah of Vahavi Misavek Ba'afar Raglehem. And now, we continue. Okay. Viter. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa, Amar Rabbi Ami, a little more than halfway down. Mevakre Mumin Shebi Yerushalayim. Those Kohanim who used to check for Mumin in Yerushalayim, they used to get paid, they used to do this full time, so they used to get paid from the Chumas HaLishka. We know the Kohan, every year, all of Klal Yisrael gave them Maksas HaShekel, and it was collected in Adar to be ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisa to use for the Karbanos from the Truma Chadasha, and whatever was left over, there's two things. There's the Trumas, the leftover, the Moser of the Truma, after there are big barrels in the Beis HaMikdash, you take it out of the barrels to use to buy Karbanos for the new year. So there's leftover of what was taken out, and there's leftover in the Lishka itself. There's Moser Trumas HaLishka, and there's Moser Lishka. So that's what we're talking about here. The Trumas HaLishka, the Moser, they use that, even though you might say, ah, that's Hektish money. No, Tzarchei Tzibur was also allowed. You'll have to use those that money for Tzarchei Tzibur. So here, the people used to check for a movement in Yerushalayim, they used to use that use that money to pay them with. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, a line that we quote in Zvachim discussions. Like, yeah, at the end of Ksubas, there's a little Tosis that talks about this. So now we're here. Ksubas Kufaf. Tamil Chacham Hamalam Danil Cheshchita LeKohanim. Hayinotlin Scharim Mitshumas Alishka. The Talmid Chachamim used to teach the Kohanim how to Shecht. Used to also get paid from the Chumas Alishka. Tosvos. I'm saying, let's just do one more line. Sorry. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Tamil Chacham Hamalam Den Hilchas Kemitza Lekohanim, Nolan Scharbi Chumas Alishka. Also, Tamil Chachamim, who knew exactly how to do Kemitza, right, to get the under the three middle fingers, to get as much flour as supposed to be burned from a carbon mincha. So they used to also take their schar from the Chumas Alishka. Says Totos Tosvos, in the one line Tosvos, Malamdin, Vahadol Chashad Ilchas Malika, Shebechlau Hilchas Shchita Hain. Oh, it doesn't talk about Malika, because that's included in Shechita. Malika is just a fancy Shechita that's required for carbon birds. Which is interesting in that whatever you can do Malika on, you're not allowed to do Shechita on, and vice versa. But okay, Malika is a form of Shechita. The issue that is discussed by the Achronim, this little line in the end of Tubit, it doesn't seem so exciting. But it's very exciting. Because as we know, the big sugya of Shechita Ksheira Bizarre. A Shechita is the only avoda that a Yisrael is allowed to do. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Only Shechita. Right? I'm a Yisrael, so the only thing I would be able to do, if I would want to, is Shechita. I can't do Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. And I can't do any of the avodas of a carbon mincha. Forget it. Right? Kmitza, Kabbalah Bekli, Halacha, Haktara. Can't do any of those. The only one I can do is Shechita. So, what does it mean here that the Talmid HaChachamim are teaching the Kohanim? Why doesn't the Talmid HaChachamim do it himself? Is there a lechatchila for a Kohen to do the Shechita, or is there a lechatchila for the Bailam to do the Shechita? After all, you know, there's if this is the only thing that the Yisrael could do, maybe we should let him do it. So that is a major topic. We had a Dapi'i in Shirakap about this a couple of years ago. Bez Hashem, I do want, I've gotten emails about it, want to start the Dafei Iyun Shiurim again soon. Just got to figure out time in the day. Be'ez Hashem, but hopefully soon we'll have, so over the summer we'll have some. But either way, so we had a Dapi Iyun Shiur about this a couple of years ago. What is the Lechatchila? There is evidence on both sides. But this is one evidence, right, that they're teaching the Kohanim. Sounds like the Kohanim are the ones that maybe Lechatchila should do it. Right, the Mishnah in Meseches Yuma that talk about the payasos, the lotteries that took place. Every day. So one of them was, who's going to shecht? Who's going to shecht the carbon tamid? One minute. What do you need a lottery for the Kohanim? Any Yisrael could do that. So the Meiri says, there, in Meseches Yuma, on Daf Chafei, even though it's okay, Shechita Ksheira Bizarre, but still, L'chadchila Tzricha Kohen B'Karbon Tamid. Afal Pisha B'Shar Karbanos, Mutar L'chadchila Bizarre. Says the Meiri, by the carbon tamid, you try to get a Kohen. Maybe it means by carbon a Sibur. But by other carbonos, Yisrael is fine. Yisrael is okay to do that, lichat chila. But that's what the Meiri says. The Ritva says, no. Why do you have a pious for a Kohen? Shashkida ksher bizar, mitzvasa, the Kohen lichat chila. Without limitations. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen to do it. Maybe it means by all carbonos. Mitzvah for the Kohen to do it. Again, there's a lot here, on both sides of the issue. The Rishash even says that maybe this was a lamachlokas between Shmuel Hanavi and Eli HaKohen. Because the Gemara tells us in Brachas on Daf Lamed Aleph that El Hanara says Palalti, right? There's a line in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph where Chana says, "I want this lad, this young man." And Chazal Darshan that Shmuel was more halacha b'fnei Rabo, and therefore he was Chaya Misa. And Eli said to Chana, "I'll daven, I'll get you another son." Chana says, "No, I want this one. I want this one." What was he more halacha? What was the psak din that he said? So they say this is the psak din that he was, Eli was busy looking for a Kohen. Shmuel said, Shmuel was a Levi. Shechita ksheira bizarre. What do you need somebody else for? But as Shmuel was saying, Eli said, no, lechatchila b'kohen. Shmuel was like, no, don't forget about it. This was the issue. There's a lot here. There's a grah in Meseches Kelim. But that is a important topic. But this line is important for that sugya, in terms of a Kohen being lechatchila or a Yisrael. Weiter. Amarav Gida, we did that. Amarabba Bar Bar Chana, Amarav Yochanan, Magihe Svarim Shebi Yerushalayim, Hayinolin Svarim Yishumas Alishka, those who used to edit the Svarim, who used to fix the Svarim in Yerushalayim, also used to get paid from the Shumas Alishka. Even though this is not, now we're expanding. This is not even connected to the Beis HaMikdash, right? This is just Sarchei Tzibur. But it's still good enough, right? Rashi quotes this is Latovas Ha'am, because one is not allowed to have svarim that are eno muga in your house. So therefore, this was a big tzarach tzibur also. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Nashima argos biparochos, no lus chabi shubas alishka. The women used to weave the parochos, the special curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to get their schar from the Chubas Alishka. Interesting, why is the Magi's farm stuck in the middle? But not for now. So Vani Omer, so Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav that these women used to take their schar from the Chubas Alishka. Vani Omer Mikachi Bedek Abayis. And I say no. Their schar, it comes from the money collected for temple upkeep. Bedek Abayis. That was a different pushka. Right, that was not the Machzor HaShekel. Machzor HaShekel was the Chumas HaLishka. Bedek HaBayis just means people gave donations throughout the year. Imagine getting a Misha Berachon shul, and instead of saying you're going to give to your shul, you're going to give to Bavorch, I know the Sagalib, Chavishab Shekel, LeBeis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. LeBedek HaBayis. That's what you're able to do. So says Rav Nachman, I think they got paid with Bedek HaBayis. Why? Holu parochas takas binyan asuyos. Because the curtains were used for part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Structural issues, that's Bedek HaBayis. Trumas alishki is karbanos. But this is Bedek HaBayis, so that's the machlokas. Meisvei, doesn't the Braisa say, Nashim ha'argos beparochos. U beis garmu al maisa lechem apanim. The people used to bake the breads. U beis avtinis al maisa ktores. Right, they have the special secrets to how to make the ktores. Kulon ein olus charmi trumas alishka. So it's Kasha on Rav Nachman. Hasam bidababi. There, that was talking about not the, there's a difference between which curtains you're talking about. Over there we're talking about the ones that are meant for entering in. Bidababi, Rashi. Biparochos shekneged hapsachim. Dilitzniusa avidi ve'enon tachas binyan. Curtains that were not fully needed. They were just there to create some privacy. So those, that's not considered part of the binyan, you're right. And that's the women who made those curtains, it came from Chumas HaLishka. But I'm talking about the one that was required. Where was it required? Let's see. Damar Abzeira Amarav, Shlosh Asar Parochas Hayba Mikdashani. There were 13 parochos in the second base of Mikdash. It says elsewhere, Keneged, the 13 places where the Yevanim broke through. Shiva Keneged, Shiva Sha'arim, 7 Keneged, the 7 gates, Echel Epischo Shel Hecho, the Echel Epischo Shel Ulam, one by the Hecho, one by the Ulam, Beis Badvir, Beis Keneged, where the Bach adds in here, the Bach adding in here, he says, look in, the Dvir is Mechitza HaMavdelas Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, it's between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashim. Bidvir Keneged Ba'aliyah. So you have two separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, and two above that on the second story. What do you mean? Wasn't there an Amatraxin? Wasn't there a big wall in between? So the answer is, as Rashi explains from elsewhere, the second Beis HaMikdash was much taller than the first Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you couldn't have such a skinny wall that was so tall. And you couldn't make it any bigger because you couldn't take out any area from the Heichal or from the Kodesh Kadashim. So it had to be the same width. So instead of making a wall that was so skinny and tall, they used two curtains. And that's why we know that the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, he went first through the south side and then through the north side, and then he snaked his way in. He said a special tefillah when he was in between on the way out. But those are all of the curtains. So those curtains were required. So those curtains came from the Bedek HaBayis. Tana Rabbanon, Nashim HaMagadlos B'neim L'Para, Hainolos Chami Chumas HaLishka. Also the women who used to stay in the area which was fully Tahar, right, they had a rock and then they had open space underneath, they used to take their schar from Chumas HaLishka. They had to stay there for 8 years without moving. They couldn't really make a living. So they also, Paraduma is Kenegah, is a form of a karban, so they also took their schar from the Chumas HaLishka. Abishal Omer, Nashim Yikara Shib Yushalayim, HaYuzanin Osan, Mepharnos Osan. No, special women, rich women used to give them parnasa. So you wouldn't need to take it from the Trumas HaLishka. Ba'amine Rav Huna Me'Rav Klei Shares Ma'u She'yasu Mikadje Bedek HaBayis Ye'asu Klei Shares. So are Klei Shares used in the Avodah of Karbanos? Are Kalim considered part of the Karban? Or are they considered part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? Ma'u She'yasu Mikadje Bedek HaBayis. Can they be made for Bedek HaBayis? Meaning, Sarech Mizbeach Ninu Umikadche Bedek HaBayis Asu. Are they connected more to the Mizbeach, which is a structural issue of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they come from temple upkeep money? O Tzarech Karban Ninu. Or is it Tzarech of the Karban? And it was more functional than structural, and therefore, Umi Trumas Halishka, you Osir Osan, and they came from Trumas Halishka. That's the Shaila. What were the Klisharis made from? Amarle, so he answers, Rav answers, Rav Huna, Einasin Elim Trumas Halishka. It comes from Trumas Halishka, meaning Kalim are connected to the Karbanos. Eisve, is that really true? But the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Ukechalosam, Heviu, Lifnei HaMelech, when they finished creating, right, because the Beis HaMikdash had been defiled, so when they finished, they brought in front of the Melech, V'yeho Yada, Eshar HaKesef, they brought the monies, V'yaseo Kalim, the Beis HaShem, Klisharis V'gomer. So you see, they brought the monies, that sounds like it was Bedek HaBayis, and they make Klisharis from them. Kasha, so Amarlei, Adek Akrech, Ksuve, Lo Akrech Neviyeh, I see you know Ksuvim, Divrei Hayamim. I guess you're not such an expert in Navi. The one who taught you Ksuvim didn't teach you Navi. What about the Pasuk in Malachim? You can't learn Malachim and Divrei Hayamim separately, right? They each overlap with each other. Ach lo ye'aseh, beis, Hashem, safos, v'gomer, ki lo oseh ha-malachi yitznuhu. Give it to the workers. Right? So, you see, the Bedek HaBayis was given to the workers, not for the Kalim. So Gemara says, Yachi kashi kro adadi. So it's a kasha. What was it used for? Lo kasha kancha gavu vahosiru, kancha gavu v'lo hosiru. It depends if there was leftovers. You have Trumas Halishka that was taken. You know, you were Torahing this to use for the Karbanos. And you have leftovers. If you have any leftover, then you can use that for Klisharis. But if you don't, you still have designated, so then you can't. If they still didn't pay, they didn't finish, or I should say the other way. If they didn't pay all the workers for Bedek HaBayis yet, then you have to use all that money for Bedek HaBayis. But if not, you could also use some of that for the Klisharis. V'chi gavu v'hosira mayhave. But one second, even if there's leftover, if it wasn't designated for that purpose when it was given, so how could you say it could be used for that? So Amar Yavahu, the principle that comes up in Kachim, Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem. It's basically implicit. When Bezdin makes these collections, they have da'as on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Im Hutzrichu, Hutzrichu, if it's needed for Bedek HaBayis, that is used solely and exclusively for Bedek HaBayis, V'im La, but if you don't need it to pay the workers, to use for all the structural issues, you have Klishares, then you can use it for Klishares. But, Rav says, but I hold that regular Trumas HaLishka also is used for the Klisharis. Tanan the Rebbe Yishmael. Klisharis born Mishumas HaLishka. He also thinks, but it comes from Trumas HaLishka. Shene'amar, based on a different drasha from the same pasuk. Shene'amar, Eshar HaKesef, Ezeo Kesef Sheishlo Shirayim. What Kesef is going to have leftovers? Havi Omer Zet Trumas HaLishka. By definition, you have Mosar of the Lishka, and therefore, this is what is used. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Shirayim Gufayhu. Who says, what are we talking about? We mentioned that there were barrels in the Beis HaMikdash of the Machza Shekel that was collected, and then you take out of those barrels for the carbon. What's left over out of what you took out, that's what we have been talking about up until now. The Moser of the Trumas HaLishka. Says the Gemara, so how do you know this pasuk is talking about the Shirayim that's left over what you took out? Maybe it's Shirayim of what's left in there, in the Lishka, in the barrels. Amos Shirayim Gufayim, but maybe what you took out is already earmarked for Kamanas. You can't use that. So where it says, Kedama Rava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona, just like whenever you have a Hey Hayadiyah, it's referring to something specific. Ha'ola, the carbon Ola has to be the first carbon every day, what's called the Asei of Ashlama. Ha'chanami, Ha'kesef, Kesef Rishon. Ha'kesef means the first Kesef that has been used, not what was left in the barrels. Period. Meisves, is it really true that you could use Trumas HaLishka for the Klesharis? Says the Brisa, Haktores, V'chol Karbanos Sibur, born Mitrumas HaLishka. Fine. That's Pasha. It's all the Karbanos. Pizbeach HaZahav Ulevona. Uklesharis Bain? Different source. Mimoser Nesachim. What is Moser Nesachim? So Rashi quotes two different days. Either the person who promised to give money for the Nesachim, he had leftovers and when he was no Dave, or the leftover flour that used to be overflowing. Either way, a different source. Mizbeach Olav Alashachas Azaras Bon Mikachi Bedek HaBayis. That's structural issues. Chutz L'chobas Azara. Anything needed outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Bon Mishiyari HaLishchos. V'zui Sheshaninu. And that's what we learned. Chomas ha'ir amigdalo seha, the walls, the towers, v'chol tzarchi'ir, bun mishiyari alishka, what was left over, inside. Question mark. So you see from this braisa that a klisharis comes from a different source, from Moser Nesachim, not from Trumas HaLishka, not from Bedek HaBayis. So Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's really a machlokas tanoim. Ditzan, the Mishnah tells us in Shkalim, Moser Truma mahayu osinba, rikue zob sipui lebeis kochi akadashim, they used to use the Moser Truma to make tzipui, make golden flattenings and like glaze for the Kodesh Kadashim, when you wanted to line it with gold. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Moser Peiros Laketz HaMizbeach, the leftover Peiros, we'll see what that is used for when the Mizbeach doesn't have any Karbanos on it, so you buy some and have some put on there. Moser Truma L'Kli Sharis. So there it is, the first day. The Moser, the Trumas HaLishka, goes to the Klisharis. Rabbi Akiva Omer Moser Truma L'Ketz HaMizbeach. Moser Nesachim L'Klisharis. So there's the Machlokas Tanam that we needed. Let's just finish, and then we'll finish it B'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer Moser Nesachim L'Ketz HaMizbeach. Moser Truma L'Klisharis. V'zeh lo hayumodim eperos. And neither of them were modet that there was any leftover peros. Semicolon. So we already see the Machlokas Tanoim, what was the Klei Sharis made from. We're going to stop here because it's going to take a couple minutes to do the rest. So we'll stop here by Peiros. Beis Hashem will continue with this discussion of the different monies of the Beis HaMikdash. What were they used for in the coming days? Okay, we'll stop here.